Patrician just in front. The filly Legato is driving at them and got up. The filly, the Kiwi, Legato.
It is Lavonde. She's about a length in front now, and she's shooting for another Group 1. Luck Creek tries really hard, but Lavonde to the line. Lavonde soft in the finish.
Imperatriz, three quarters of a length in front. The Kiwi and Opie. It's Imperatriz wins it from Bella Nipotina.
And Prowess moved up now, takes the lead in the Vinery Stud Stakes, and she's a class act, pulling right away, Prowess.
But it's Goulburn going great guns for Geordie Childs, an up-and-coming stayer. Goulburn won it brilliantly.
Well, that reel could go on forever and ever, couldn't it? Because the New Zealand horses have been absolutely slaying them. And only Imperatriz was a true Tiako horse. But I'm sure David Ellis, the principal of Tiako, would have been music to his ears listening to that recap of all the New Zealand dominance in Australia in recent times. And he joins us from New Zealand. David, how are you?
Yes, really good, thanks.
You're slaying us at the moment.
Yeah, I think it's a cycle that we're going through with a lot of really good horses. I think there's a lot of advantages in New Zealand with the terrific climate that we have, the great grass growth, and the horses are reared in such a natural environment. And we have struggled for investment in the last 10 or 15 years. We don't have a Godolphin, we don't have the Coolmores in New Zealand, but we are lucky that we've got Brendan and Joan Lindsay, who have taken over Cambridge Stud. And, you know, they're putting a lot of investment back into the industry, and that's going to be a win for everybody.
We see the strength of these New Zealand bred horses especially, and Australian trainers are going over there and buying them. They have been for a long time. Are you surprised that the horses that are sold in New Zealand, you know, the Karaka sales, etc., are going for the prices they are? Because it's still regarded as one of the best value sales going around.
Yeah, well, in the old days, the New Zealand sale was the best sale in the Southern Hemisphere, and both in terms of price and in terms of group winners that came out of it. So it doesn't surprise me that there's good value there, and it doesn't surprise me that the quality of the yearlings that go on and develop into good 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds.
David, I'm not suggesting that New Zealand is taking advantage of our mistakes, but whether the nature of the Australian racing and breeding industry, with the emphasis on speed and so on, whether the New Zealanders are coming over with that a little bit more patience, greater pasture, you know, some well-entrenched female bloodlines and so on, whether the urgency for speed here is something that the New Zealanders can take advantage of when it becomes not all about speed with some late maturing horses and so on, which we're seeing with some of these 3-, 4-, and 5-year-olds that are coming over?
Yeah, I think your climate allows horses to mature a little bit quicker than they do in New Zealand, and that's probably the reason why you have so much success in races like the Golden Slipper. But our horses are take a little bit more time, and the trainers are probably a little bit more patient and want to give the horses more time, and that has a big advantage for late 2-year-old racing and the 3- and 4-year-old racing.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Imperatriz, you picked her up at the Gold Coast Magic Millions yearling sale, and we saw what she did on Friday night in the William Reid. What an outstanding performance from that mare. She's very exciting, David. What lies ahead for her?
Well, she'll come back to New Zealand in the next day or two, and she'll come out to the farm and have a good spell. Then we'll get her ready for Melbourne in the spring.
David, you know, Shocking Zed, Tavistock, Poissier. I mean, I know there's always been good stallions in New Zealand, but there seems to be a lot of ducks lined up at the moment. The one that intrigues us the most is this amazing story of Poissier. Do you, through your breeding and purchasing and selling interests, have you had much to do with Poissier?
Yeah, we had a really good Poissier in the stable about 2 years ago. That I thought was just about going to start favourite in the Derby, but he hurt himself and never raced again. But he's certainly a very exciting stallion from John Thompson's Rich Hill Farm, and it's just great to see such an astute farmer get the rewards with these exciting stallions. I mean, it's not just Prasir he's got. He's got Santo Aladdin, and he's got Shocking.
And I think Pentire was his previous hallmark sire as well at that particular farm at Rich Hill. Hey, we the Aussies, of course, want your wave to crash eventually, but you're one of the great sources of the next generation. What's the Tiakau next wave looking like?
Well, we're looking forward to starting a stable in Australia in the next 12 months. We were going to do it, and then COVID came. So we're looking at some options at the moment that I think our owners will find very exciting.
Oh, hang on. We can't let that go. I know Andrew Forsman's going to take up residence at Macedon Lodge. I'm wondering whether that might be something, or what are your plans? Melbourne, Sydney? What's the story?
We're looking at both options at the moment. And within the next couple of months, we will make a decision, and we'll be up firing with probably 30 horses in the new season.
There's a big development at Scone, and there's Macedon Lodge. Is there any of these names ringing a bell at all for you? Or
no, they're not.
Okay. All right.
we'll certainly be learning more moving forward. That's exciting. So that's big news. So Tiako to set up in Australia. David, so brilliant what you were able to do with Imperatriz there on Friday night. I can't wait to see her in the spring here in Australia. Was there, just before we let you go, was there any interest, or did you entertain any options of potentially going to Perth for the Quokka?
Yeah, we looked at it, but it was just the wrong thing to do for her. She's had quite a busy autumn, and we thought that she deserved to have a spell.
Hey, just one other quick one while we've still got you. Probabil, I was in love with Probabil. A, can you give her a kiss and a cuddle for me? What's the story with Probabil as a wannabe mum?
She's in foal to one of our good stallions called Our Man Saw, and he's leaving some really good horses. I think he's left 5 Group 1 performers over 2,000 metres in the last month. I think he won the Melbourne, the Victorian Derby in the spring, and she's in foal to him at Cambridge Stud, and it's pretty exciting. Can't wait to see her first foal.
Dave, appreciate your time this afternoon. Congratulations on what you were able to do with Imperatriz there on Friday night. And I think there's plenty of Aussie trainers out there hoping that this New Zealand dominance ends soon. But for your sake, I hope it continues.
Thank you very much.
There's the principal of Tiako Racing, David Alice Maddy. So Tiako Racing to set up in Australia in the next 12 months or so.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. And obviously the other story is Mark Walker taking over from Jamie Richards. Yeah. And